News Talk 1620 WTAW with the favorite softball official in Bryan College Station, John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department.
Yeah, I don't know about favorite after some of those calls I made the other day.
You had brought up a week ago that you were going to be an ump at the Chamber of Commerce, a celebrity softball game, and sure enough, there you were.
Yeah, it was a blast. Had a really good time. Good turnout. Great weather. A little windy, but the temperature was good. And we provided some good entertainment, I will say that. And I got to make some fun calls. I got some dirt kicked on me a few times. And it was great. Had a really good time.
Clean up real nice.
You were there.
I don't know whether you're supposed to be in uniform, and you should have maybe been in your official uniform.
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't have got so much dirt kicked on me after I made that call
or
a second.
Or maybe more, you don't know.
Yeah. Jason Cornelius was like, what? So it was a good time. You were there. What did you think? Did we put on a good show?
Yes, you did. I've been there for three of the four ball games. Wasn't around town for the first one, but have made it to the last three. And what a terrific event.
The score is not really important. It's just about going out there and being entertaining, being silly, putting on good entertainment, food for the families, you know, $5 gets you in the door for great entertainment and food, and it's just being silly out there.
That's right, Tim. We'll find out just how effective you were when you get invited
back next year.
Well, let's go on a serious note. There was a crash in a high traffic volume area today, and that follows some wrecks on the freeway over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We did have a fatality early Sunday morning. Was it Sunday morning? About 3 in the morning, a motorcycle had ran into the back of a semi, and our traffic safety unit and CID, crime scene, they all went out there and investigated. I don't know that they'll shut it down here in the future. They did quite a bit of work out there already, and if they decide to shut it down and hit it with the total station and diagram it, I'll send something out on that as well. And then shortly after that, on the same day, we had an 18-wheeler run into the back of another 18-wheeler, that caused the road to funnel down. And then we had rubbernecking going on the other side, which caused a 3-car on the other side due to distracted driving. So a lot of activity between University and Briarcrest on Highway 6 north and southbound on Sunday. It was pretty busy.
And then there was something today, too.
Yeah, and then today as well, right at class change on Villa Maria at Nash Street, which is mostly people headed out towards 6 or coming in towards Blinn College. I think it was right about just before 1 o'clock. A car ran the red light on Villa Maria and hit two cars turning off of Nash onto Villa Maria, pinning one young lady in her vehicle, and they had to cut her out of there. We had the road shut down for an hour, and the vehicle that ran the red light was kind enough to be honest they were distracted in their vehicle and missed that red light, and it caused a pretty good accident.
Disposition of the person that was trapped?
I don't know. They cut her out, a young lady, and sent her to the hospital. I'm sure she'll be okay, but her injuries was a pretty good hit. I mean, it was enough to get her in there and get some x-rays and some scans done. So hopefully she'll be all right.
And I know going down to William J. Bryan, passing Villa Maria would have been about 2 hours before then. A semi decided to enter the intersection on the red light and got caught
I missed that one.
With the semi cab in there. Well, it was backing up as those of us who are trying to go east and westbound. Yeah.
Traffic issues.
It's just a matter of paying attention.
Yeah, be safe out there. We get distracted in our vehicles. It happens. We're only human. So do your best to try to not be distracted when you're driving.
All right. Another minute or so to go. What else do we need to get out there?
Well, I heard of a great program today. I was actually at a ribbon cutting ceremony today. It's called Homes for Heroes. You may not have heard about it. I'll tell you, you'd like to know about it if you maybe do this type of work. Are you a military person, a veteran, a nurse, a teacher, a police officer, a firefighter, a first responder of some sort? Maybe you're looking for a new home. Interest rates are really low right now. It's a buyer's market, it seems like. Maybe you're looking for a new home. This program called Homes for Heroes is a national program that tries to gets you in a house a lot cheaper than you would think. It waives a lot of fees, and it's a participatory program that deals with brokers and agents that waive a lot of their fees and kick those fees back to you, so you get that money in closing, and it saves you a lot of money in the long haul when you're buying a house. And then not only that, once you get in the house, they connect you with a lot of people who support this Homes for Heroes programs. So it might be an inspector who comes to inspect your house. It might be a pest control person. And all of these people are working to say thank you for all that you do in your daily duties. Maybe you're a civil servant. Maybe you just work in the public. Anyway, it's a great program. To learn more about it, being it's a national program, you can go to homesforheroes.com, and then we also have a local chapter of it called BrazosValleyHeroes.com. Don Thompson is one of the local agents here that is a part of that program and certified to do it here locally. And I will give you her number. If you have questions, call her. 979-596-0355, 596-0355, and she can tell you more about the program as well.
All right, and we'll have that posted on the web here in a little bit for those who would like to learn more about that. As always, appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. John Agnew, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.